Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Every week on a Wednesday, not only do we do pranks, which you'll hear in a few minutes, but we also do Auntie Una. You turn into the agony aunt of all agony aunts. Is your advice sound though?
Just call me the Oracle. Listen, all my friends come to me with their problems. Now, I give them advice. They don't always take it, but at least I'm not afraid to give it.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on today, Auntie Una, we heard from Kevin. And Kevin is a huge, huge Liverpool supporter. He tries to go to all the matches. He even has YNW, You'll Never Walk Alone, YNWA tattoo. And he's got a 2-year-old son. But his missus' dad is a United supporter, and he is dressing Kevin's 2-year-old in United, Man United jerseys, and Kevin is actually raging.
Yeah, this is how it unfolded.
Auntie Una, who's been in contact with you today, Una?
Here we go. So, hey, Una, I've a funny feeling you're going to rip me apart for this, but here goes. Yes, I am a massive Liverpool supporter, like born and bred all my life. Go to as many matches as I can, have the tattoo in my arm and all the rest of it. My Mrs. Owlad is a huge United supporter, and that's grand. There's no accounting for taste. But the maddening thing is he keeps putting my 2-year-old young fella in United gear. The missus thinks it's hilarious, but it's actually really getting under my skin. I want my boy to support my team. It means a lot to me. Do you think I'm being over the top and awkward? Let me know what everyone thinks, Kevin.
Yes.
All ice. Calm down. Your young fella's not signing for United just yet, Kevin. Know what I mean?
Let the young fella decide. You know? It's kind of like, you know, it's like when a couple break up and they want to know, like, who's taking the dog. Put the young fella in between the granddad and the dad. And who does he go to first? And then you just find out what team he's supposed
to. Oh, yeah. That's a really good idea.
And then also, then they have to pay for everything that child does growing up.
Maybe... Oh, God, so he's 2.
Mm.
Could you teach him the anthem, You'll Never Walk Alone?
Oh, a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tune. It's beautiful, I have to say. Lovely.
Your dreams be tires and blow.
Here we go.
Go on, sing it.
Sing it. And then the old fella's going to counter attack, right? And he'll teach the young fella. The young fella will be going around going, "Glory, glory, Man United!" There's going to be absolute carnage in the house.
Which is funnier, a 2-year-old singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" or 2-year-old marching around the house, arms out, elbows out, singing "Glory,
glory, glory"?
Teach that child. All right, we need everyone's help in this. 087-110-2107. So, Grandad is a United supporter and keeps getting this child who hasn't made a decision yet of what team that they want to support. But Dad is a diehard Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
And Grandad is obviously pushing the wrong buttons and doing this too. I think he's probably just doing it more to annoy the
Well, it's actually really bothering him. I suppose, would I let my twins if wear Cork jerseys? Oh, I don't know if I could because I'm from Kerry and there's a rivalry. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I could.
Well, technically, yeah. So I was born in Dublin. I live in Meath. Let me just say this. I live in Meath.
Yeah,
I've been living in Meath for like forever. Okay, I'll never be accepted.
Never,
especially
ever.
With people like you.
Yeah, you're blowing.
Elizabeth was born in Dublin, but we moved to Meath when she was 6 months. All right.
Yeah, so she's a Meath.
So when she first bought a Meath jersey, I'm like, here. You were born in Dublin. She's like, Dad, come on.
Yeah,
I was just like, actually, I don't care. It doesn't bother me that much.
You do, because you're like, Meath will never take me in, so I'll always be in there.
They'll take me in, aren't they? I've spoken to a few people yesterday. They said they'll take me in. Now, they're also blow-ins. We're creating a group.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, what we need help on this. 087-110-2107. Dad is a massive Liverpool fan, and Grandad keeps on getting, and it's not even his father, it's his in-law, isn't
it? See, that's the tricky part. Like, he could be a Robert De Niro in the movie. What's that movie?
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
And he could be a Robert De Niro type father, and you don't want to you don't want to keep him out.
You want to be in the circle of trust. Yeah. That you do. All right. 087-1102-107. I think the child should get a Liverpool tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Is he allowed to do that? No? I'm loving the Santa Una at the moment. If you didn't hear this, listen up. We're looking for your advice. 087-1102-107.
Yeah, so Kevin has been in touch, and Kevin is a diehard Red supporter, Liverpool supporter. And his father-in-law, his Mrs. Owlad, is a United supporter, and they have a two-year-old. And his father-in-law keeps on dressing the two-year-old in United gear and United jerseys, and it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting Kevin. He's like, I want my boy to support my team.
Poor Kevin.
Yeah, I kind of get it, but then there's advice coming in. Aoife in Galway says she's a big Liverpool supporter. She said, this is what you do. Every time the young lad wears a Liverpool jersey, give him a jelly and a gold star. Every time he wears the United gear, give him some broccoli. Lol.
So you reward him for wearing a United jersey?
No, reward him for wearing the Liverpool jersey.
Broccoli's a reward. I don't know. You eye roll me again.
Yeah, I'm eye rolling you. That's good advice.
John says, do subtle things to the granddad. Like, you can get, Liverpool logo things and, like, maybe a registration plates around, like a Liverpool FC.
Yeah.
Put it on the back of his car so he doesn't notice it. There may be a couple of Liverpool stickers on his window in his car, and it'll make it look like the granddad's a Liverpool supporter.
Okay.
That's not a bad one.
Jason in Sligo says, keep a Liverpool kit in the changing bag at all times. YNWL, you'll never walk alone. Loads of Liverpool supporters this morning.
This kind of reminds me of the story that I heard about Peter Crouch, legendary.
He's big, he's red, his feet stick out of bed, he's Peter Crouch. He's Peter Crouch.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He had builders over in his house, all right? And they were Manchester United fans.
Right.
And for the gas crack, they buried in the wall a United jersey. All right, lads. That cost you 90 quid, but a nice one. All right, advice. 087-1102-107. What should this lad do? Because his two-year-old, his mind has been poisoned, according to him, with Manchester United stuff when he's a Liverpool supporter.
So Kevin has been in touch. Kevin is a diehard Liverpool supporter. He goes to all of the matches. He has the tats on his arms, all the rest of it. He's got a two-year-old son who he wants to be a Liverpool supporter, but his father-in-law is dressing his two-year-old in Manchester United jerseys. And it's driving Kevin insane. He's like, do you think I'm being over the top and awkward? What can I do? Yeah.
What should he do? 087-1102-107. Send your voice notes.
So first of all, the daddy needs to go and get like a hobby or something.
Oh yeah.
Because if he's enough time, it happens to be whinging about that, I think.
Go on, Sarah. Don't hold back. Tell us what you really mean.
He's enough time to go start a new hobby. You know, maybe a little bit of like flower arranging or
right,
crochet or anything really. Just go and get a hobby. You know. And I think it's great that the daddy-in-law or the grandfather-in-law, whatever you call them, it's great that he's getting involved with the young lad. And it might be his way of trying to get involved with the father as well. You know, the way a lot of old generations, they think banter is their only way to kind of communicate and to build a relationship. Mm. So maybe that's his way of, keeping the relationship between the son-in-law and himself going. It's very complicated without names, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, I think your man should get a bleeding life and go and get a hobby, you know? Yeah.
That's pretty sound advice, actually. Like, well,
she's making some good points there.
Yeah, yeah, like it is good that the grandparents are getting involved with their grandkids' lives, like, because some grandparents, some of them don't even know what to do when it comes to kids, because they're always got, why have they always got their face in the phone? Why are they always on the computer? It's like, ask them.
But what about if this granddad has a bit of a twinkle in his eye and he's like, knows he's getting on Kevin's, do you know what I mean? If he's doing it on purpose because he wants his grandson to be a United supporter. People are passionate about their teams.
So you reckon that there's definitely more to us?
I don't know. It's like, kind of funny if there is.
Like, surely Manchester United supporters wouldn't be that harsh and wind up Liverpool supporters, would they?
Of course they would.
Okay.
They're jealous of their recent success.
Oh, really?
I'd say, yeah.
I think Kevin needs to grow up a little bit. At the end of the day, if the wee lad wants to support United or he wants to support Tottenham, or for God's sake, even Millwall. You can't force him into doing what he wants to do. And like that, the grandfather's just sharing something with him. Maybe the grandfather is a Man United fan and wants to have that bond with the wee fella. He's spending time with him and he's treating him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This whole thing of support football teams in England absolutely baffles me. I couldn't give a rat's tail about soccer. And it makes no difference to your life whether they win, lose or draw, because at the end of the day, you're not getting paid to play. So what difference does it make to you?
Oh my God. I know some very... I understand what you're saying, but I know some very passionate Liverpool supporters who will probably be driving really fast over here now to get at me.
Yeah.
Oi! Listen, I get it. You're either into it or you're not into it, you know?
And some people, as I said, are very, very passionate about their clubs, and they would be disappointed if their children supported other clubs.
Yeah, they would be. Let's get one more.
Okay, so we had exactly this situation.
Okay.
Myself, my dad, all my family, Liverpool supporters. My husband was Man United supporter, so it was flipped, but it's the same situation. And so what happened was we had one boy, and husband was delighted. There was a Man United bottle, Man United jerseys, Man United bibs, soothers, everything.
Can we get all that stuff?
I presume you can.
Bibs, bottles.
It's all your money racket, huh?
And when my 12-year-old looks at the pictures, he's really, really, really angry. He's like, why did you put me in a Man United jersey? I am a Liverpool fan. And actually, the force for Liverpool in the house meant that my husband actually changed over to Liverpool, and he was like, it's not worth the fight anymore. Everybody was Liverpool. Child was Liverpool. And he's so angry with his daddy every time he sees those pictures. He's like, what did you do to me?
What kind of football fan are you if you just change allegiance just like that? Sure, look, I'll go over to the club's biggest rival just to keep the peace. Huh?
It's for the love of the game, Una.
Oh, dearie me,
not
no.
For the crossover. Did you actually give any advice?
Sorry, I actually forgot to actually give any advice. Some of my advice would be, don't worry. Granddaddy is supporting Liverpool as well.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.